Let's begin with the throat adjustment techniques. First, a little experiential exercise. Place your fingers lightly on the front of your throat, on your larynx. Don't push. Now swallow. Notice the upward lift of your larynx at the beginning of the swallow. Now swallow again.
Now, to lower your larynx, keep your fingers on your larynx and yawn. Notice what happens. There's a downward movement. Now, without swallowing or yawning, pull your larynx up and down. Up and down.
Imagery is a very powerful learning tool. Now imagine the same upward lift as you say the sound E. Listen to the pitch first. Ready, and E. And again. Your turn again. Last one. Keep your fingers on your larynx. Think up and say E again. Listen to the pitch. Your turn on E and again.
Another great strategy is to listen to your voice. Are you pinching? Do you sound like Pee-wee? Or Kermit?
Continuing on, using the upward larynx or lifted larynx sensation and forward placement, with Tricia, say the word neat. Ready?
Neat.
Now we'll go through a list of words, saying them each 5 times with Tricia. The first word is feet. Ready?
Feet. Feet. Feet.
And again.
Feet.
One more.
Feet.
Make sure you feel your belly pull in and get that lifted larynx feeling. The next word is wish.
Wish. Wish. Wish. Wish.
One more.
Wish.
The word is wheat.
Wheat. Wheat. Wheat. Wheat. Wheat.
Make sure you have that upward larynx feeling and you feel your air flowing. The word is bit.
Bit. Bit. Bit. Bit. Bit.
The next word is beats.
Beats. Beats. Beats. Beats. Beats.
Good. And the last word is sit.
Sit. Sit, 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 sit.
So make sure that as you were saying those, you feel that upward larynx sensation.
My upward larynx sensation is gag reflex because I can't stand beets, by the way.
I love beets. Oh, Borscht, the whole
thing.
Oh
my
good.
Gosh, I've never ever. Oh. Anyway, feel the air flowing and listen to the sound of your voice.
Did you feel the air? And hear the sound getting lighter, less deep, less throaty. Did you feel the sound in the front of your face? Now, you may be confused and uncertain at this point whether you're producing the sound we're after, but just remember, work the technique and the sound will follow.
Also, remember to keep your fingers lightly on your larynx as you speak. It's a great feedback tool.
And as always, remember to feel the air as it flows. Pull your belly in. All right, continuing on again with Tricia. Some more words. We'll say each word 5 times. You'll say it with Tricia. The first word is den. And ready?
Den. 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 Den.
Nice job. The word is net.
Net. Net. Net, net, net.
The word is yet.
Yet, yet, Yet. Yet. Yet.
Good. Very nice. Make sure you feel your belly pull in. Make sure you have that upward larynx sensation. The word is band.
Band. Band. Band. Band. Band.
The word is less.
Less. Less. Less. Less. Less.
And our last word is last. And ready?
Last. 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 Last.
Excellent job, Tricia. Very nice.
Remember, the image is simple. You're lifting upward as you speak. Now, come up with a few of your own words or phrases that you might use in a typical day and practice them.